Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, the tanker yankers, the suicide jockeys, hauling the petrol around. Thanks very much. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, well, joining us now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon, good morning again to you.
Good morning.
All right, we've got some interesting developments going on over there in Gaza, Israel, and Hamas, but yesterday, Hezbollah got in the mix, firing rockets from Lebanon, and it looks like at least one volley of rockets came from the Iranian proxies over in Iraq, near the western part of Iraq.
Yeah, it's gotten to be pretty intense. Three rockets came from Lebanon into the sea off the coast of northern Israel. But no group is claiming responsibility, but of course they're pointing to Hezbollah there from the Lebanon side. Israelis are using jets and aircraft that has struck some watch sites by Hamas, those launch sites and observation posts. And they've also uncovered a couple of tunnel systems. So Israel has about 160 aircraft in the mix. They've got tanks and artillery. They've got 9,000 boots on the ground, and they called up 7,000 reservists.
Yep.
So that's... They have in fact entered Gaza in ground operation. So it's gotten pretty wild.
And the important thing to tell everybody, and we told them this yesterday, is that Iran is in the thick of all of this too.
Well, I mean, Iran, provides the funding.
Yep.
And I would say, you know, they reinforce the tactics that are used. So, And well, I keep saying that with all that Iran is doing and has been doing, including this conflict, the United States and our allies, whoever they may be, whatever is left.
Right.
I would say should be walking away from the table in any talks that they're having with Iran over the JCPOA.
Right.
the only conversation we ought to be having with them is, this is where we're going to go if you continue to, you know, do these attacks. So
exactly.
Haven't seen any of that yet.
No, we haven't. And let's just hope that they do. And as far as somebody said, well, cooler minds will prevail, and they'll be able to sit down because Joe Biden is going to send John Kerry, and he'll solve everything. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, John Kerry's only supposed to be the climate change czar.
Yeah, well, you know he's going to stick his nose in this.
Well, he is. Of course he is.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, well, we need to... move it along a little bit, and of course there's so much stuff to talk about. Now I'm going to just read these numbers to you and then you tell me what's going on. Okay, the West Texas price of crude, West Texas crude oil, dropped yesterday $2.26 a barrel to $63.82. Brent crude oil dropped $2.27 a barrel to $67.05. In the meantime, the wholesale price of gasoline dropped 6 cents a gallon from the high that it was at for the week to $2.10 a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel dropped 6 cents a gallon from the high it was at to $2 a gallon. So, oil's down. The wholesale price without the price of tax added in there is down in fuel. And some people are paying $3, $4, $5, and $6 a gallon for gasoline. What the hell?
Is there a question in that?
Price gouging?
Well, yeah, there's some of that.
Okay, if you get price gouged and you know you're getting price gouged, what do?
Well, you should be, contacting your officials and launching some formal complaints that is happening. In the meantime, Colonial has gone through a full restart.
Mm-hmm.
Things are moving through the pipeline, but it only moves at about 5 miles per hour.
Correct.
So, it's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
I will say this, the day after this happened, it is noted that Colonial paid the ransom.
$5 million. Hold that thought. Coming right back, folks, with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll talk a little bit more about the pipeline. By the way, is that pipeline owned by an American company? We'll tell you that one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha, and that's what we try to do here. And, of course, breaking news as it happens when we get a chance to get to it. And we are watching all the wires right now, especially in the Middle East. And this portion of the program brought to you by the XP Stem Cell Patch. Here's more about them.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and don't forget, check them out and see what you can do to help yourself out there. Alright, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is back here with us, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, you were saying something, and I cut you off because we ran out of time, so go ahead.
I don't remember what it was.
Okay, well, we were talking about
the pipeline?
Yep, uh-huh.
I'm not convinced. They apparently Colonial paid $6.5 million in ransom, and they paid it last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And what took so long is that the encryption provided by the hackers was apparently a bad encryption. So Colonial had to go out and get some other experts for coding on the encryption keys. So if you want to know the truth, most of these large corporations have insurance.
Sure.
It's actually insurance companies that generally pay the ransoms. I'm not completely convinced that in this particular case, the ransom was completely or all paid by Colonial / the insurance companies. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that some monies came from somewhere else.
Now, Colonial's owned by a group of investors, not all American. Is that correct?
Well, it was started by oil companies, and it has, some of them have sold their stakes in Colonial and moved on to other investments over the years. But an Australian union company owns 27%, I think. And so it's really, the investors are for the most part private investors. They're not, it's not, the ownership is not all American by a long stretch, no.
Okay. Former President Donald Trump is going to spend the summer, it looks like, up in New Jersey at his golf club up there. And there's a report that came out yesterday. I know I got a survey about it asking me where I thought he should hold his rallies. He's apparently weighing the dates and the venues for the June and July rallies he plans on having.
Well, it's also, too, a lot of other stipulations because of, you know, January 6th is going to be attached to him for a long time, if not forever. So those that would host a rally are going to have some choices to make. And if they choose to approve them, they're going to have a lot of stipulations because the left is going to go nuts on this one.
Well, they're going to go nuts also about the COVID-19 origins investigation that's being sought by some of the top scientists in the country. There was an article published in the academic journal science section yesterday where they're really going after little Dr. Fauci and his connection again to the Wuhan lab.
Well, as I have said before, there are more people that know about what happened and what goes on at the Wuhan lab than I think that are being revealed or even exposed. Mm-hmm. And that includes some of our own universities and some of our own scientists. Additionally, we seem to have forgotten that there were some Chinese scientists, virologists here in the United States for various reasons that were either one, expelled, or two, arrested. So I think that there's some other parts of this chaos that we need to put back on the table and look at it in a wide scope.
Hmm. Now, a sad story to report. And by the way, let me see here. Okay, we have a question coming in. Good morning, Mary. What's your question for Denise?
Hey, I was just wondering about, I heard Dr. Fauci's wife works up there at the NIH as well.
All right, well, we'll try to answer that for you. Thank you. I don't know. I have not heard that, Denise, of you.
I have not, but we shall look at that one.
Yeah, that'd be something to check out. We have to.
I think, as we recall, she is a nurse and a bioethicist.
Right.
And I think that she serves at the health center at the National Institute of Health, but I'm not sure if she still holds that position or not.
Okay, now not that I care about Bill Maurer, but apparently he has tested positive for COVID-19, and everything on his show has come to an abrupt halt and will stay that way for about 2 weeks while they try to figure out if anybody else has tested positive on his crew. So I guess we're going to be doing reruns for 2 weeks on whatever show it is he has on HBO. And I really don't know what it is. I don't watch it.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Well, we threw that out there. I don't wish anybody bad luck, but, you know, he was fully vaccinated before all this happened. So there you go. Now, the other thing is Jim Jordan, and you know, I would love to see him run for Speaker of the House, but I don't think that's going to happen. But anyway, the GOP, he says the GOP is consistently condemning the violence around the country. And the Democrats either don't say a word or they don't say much of anything at all, period. Why is that?
Why is it that the Democrats aren't speaking to this?
They're just quiet. Yep. Why? It's a national problem.
Yeah, their entire target, sometimes you just ignore the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Their entire target is white supremacists and nothing else. So, you know, they're also not necessarily speaking in support of Israel either.
Okay.
They pick and choose.
Now, did you get a chance to watch Mitt Romney yesterday perform as he tore apart, literally, the Homeland Security head, Mr. Mayorkas, for the border crisis apathy with all the charts that he had there, which was amazing that Mitt did that, and he was the front guy for that, because he had his ducks in a row for that little deal.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it, he was spot on. And Mayorkas's only response is, we're doing this because these are the values of the United States. Well, we don't approve migrants, asylum or refugees because of our values. So, in order to have an approval for under the Geneva Convention for migrants, either asylees or refugees, we have to follow the law. And that's a component that nobody has really spoken about. They're not following the law at all. I had an interesting interview yesterday for my own show, and I think that I would challenge the listeners because I asked this very question, and the one thing that we're not discussing is the fact that if we've got 180,000 of these people that are coming into the United States in one form or another per month,
right?
Mostly single men, let's not forget chain migration. Because once they're here, they're going to apply to have their family here, too. So suddenly, you know, that 185,000 can turn into several million pretty quickly.
Right. I was going to say it could double very easily. Okay. Hold that thought. I'll talk to you tonight. We'll have a lot more great stuff to talk about. You have yourself a great day on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, check her out. Go to her website, FoundersCode.com. Make sure you check all the different things that she's doing over there. In the meantime, I shall return with the Military and Veterans News segment.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C.
Republicans in Congress happily removed their masks after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can stop wearing face coverings, even indoors in most cases. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said free at last as he left the chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you, all United States veterans. They are on you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at when we let them tell you about themselves. And we appreciate all the people that chimed in yesterday when Bo Browning was in studio. Meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All righty, here's the deal, folks. If you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech and you want to take advantage of what is not just a job but a career, a long-standing career where you can make a lot of money, big-time money, six-figured salary numbers of money, all depends on you, okay? It all depends on you. Then I want you to give them a call at National Aviation Academy and ask to take the tour. Here's what you do. The phone number is 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Call that number. Ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The second one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay region of Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. And then, of course, you can always check them out on their website, too, at NAA, Ron.edu. But it's important that you ask to take the tour. See what it is that they have to offer with your own eyes. Ask the questions of the students. Ask the questions of the teachers. And then line up your financial money while you're there for your student loan. Because if you're a veteran, pre-9/11, post-9/11, it will be different in terms of what you can get in terms of an educational loan from the government. And if you happen to be a civilian, then obviously you go through the standard student loan process. But the number to call to find out more and to schedule your appointment to take the tour is 800-659-2080. Now, we start out tonight. Of course, all eyes are on Israel. All eyes are on Hamas. All eyes are on Hezbollah. They're now in the mix. All eyes are on Iraq and Iranian proxies in northwestern Iraq who lobbed a volley of missiles into Israel yesterday. But Israel has currently attacked over 180 targets in Gaza as the rockets flew into Jerusalem. And by the way, the Hamas folks and the other ones are firing primarily at civilian targets, trying to wound, kill as many civilians as they can in Israel. Now, they've succeeded in doing that to a small degree, but the Iron Dome system is doing a whale of a job stopping a lot of it. And it hasn't stopped all of it. And Israel is acting appropriately, in my opinion. They probably could do more, and they're probably holding themselves back a little bit. But right now, we've got the Israeli Defense Forces on the ground in Gaza. It's daylight over there now, so anything that happens can be seen live and in living color. But they've got seven tank brigades are there, as well as about 7,000 ground forces on the ground, 9,000 more coming up, if you will, being called up, rather. And also, we understand that they have artillery right there on the border, which last night launched a couple of volleys into Gaza from their position. So it's a very fluid situation right now. Now, 4 months after thousands of protesters marched on the Capitol, hundreds of them smashing windows and prying open doors to breach it, a former defense official at the center of the federal government's response appeared before Congress to tell his version of the events, the former acting Secretary of Defense, who blamed the media and the hysteria for his response to the January 6th insurrection. He didn't want to see, and I heard his words when he said it, another Kent State. Now, for those of you that don't remember Kent State, the Ohio National Guard was called out to a protest back in the 60s that got violent. And the protesters charged some of the National Guardsmen. The National Guardsmen opened up fire and killed some of the Kent State students, wounded a few others, which is something that was a battle cry for the peace protesters for as long as we were in Vietnam. Also, the Biden administration is debating how to get thousands of Afghans who work for the U.S. out of the country before the American forces withdraw in a few months. Now, this is amid the fears that time is running out ahead of a potential Taliban takeover, because the Taliban has already taken over one city in Afghanistan already. Now the U.S. has left the area. And it's not going to be a pretty sight for anyone that's left behind that worked for the United States or our allies. In the meantime, the 2022 defense policy bill won't get out of committee until July, as the Biden administration has not yet released its proposed budget and is making a major infrastructure bill its main priority instead of the defense bill. This coming from a key lawmaker yesterday. Now, the U.S. Air Force is going to pare its fighter fleet to just four types. And apparently the F-22 Raptor will not be amongst them. according to the Chief of Staff of the U.S. Air Force. So the F-22 is going to go away. Now, also coming from the military, reports of sexual assaults across the U.S. military have increased by a very small amount in 2020, a year when troops were largely locked down for months as bases around the world grappled with the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the Defense Department officials. Also, defense officials are vowing to maintain some U.S. troops presence near Afghanistan for counterterrorism operations into the future, but they won't say where that force will be based or whether or not it could be in place before all American troops leave the war-torn country later this fall. And that could be interesting. In the meantime, retired General David Petraeus, who led CENTCOM and was at one point CIA director under President Obama, reacted Wednesday to President Biden's plan to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. He said, and I quote, "I fear we are going to regret this decision." I agree with the general. In addition, why would we leave Bagram when we don't have an alternative closer than the United Arab Emirates, says the Armed Services Committee top Republican? Good question, huh? United Arab Emirates is the closest thing that we have, closest territory to responding to Afghanistan. Closest ally, I should say, not territory. By the way, in the Havana cases, remember that? Victims reported residual headaches, loss of hearing and balance, and some cases, permanent brain damage. Now, the Trump Havana Syndrome probe found that more than a dozen instances in 5 years were brought about. They think that they found the source, but we so far can only report on think, not know. The Pentagon also is trying to right the balance on the JADC2 standards for services. The Pentagon team developing a new warfighting concept is walking a delicate line to define when the military services need to follow common standards and when the branches need to develop their own situations and solutions that are still interoperable. We'll be doing some checking on that because it'll be interesting to see if they're going to change the rules again. If you don't like something the way it is, just change the rules, right? Oh, boy. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Going to be an interesting discussion with him, I'll tell you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe I will. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine as well. Now, it also has some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And don't forget, that barely feels good if you got a bad back and you had a rough day at the office. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And don't forget, they honor those who have served their country with a You Serve, You Save program, which provides active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors with a great deal on your vehicle. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan, at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, joining us now from the Watchdog on WallStreet.com show is Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Listen, federal health officials announced yesterday that fully vaccinated people don't need to wear a mask or physically distance themselves, regardless of whether gatherings are large or small, indoors or outdoors. Now, this comes as a welcome for many, Even shopping was a drag back in the past with a diminished airflow, walking up and down the aisles pushing a shopping cart. It was a sudden shift in policy. Some people are going, well, I don't know. I think I'm still going to wear a mask. Well, goody two-shoes for them, but I'm not.
No, I'm not either. I've been pushing back from this for a while. I just find it patently absurd. You know, going to various different sporting events outside for my kids and, you know, having people, oh, you got to put your mask on. I'm like, no, I'm fully vaccinated. I'm outside. I'm not putting mask on. Sorry. You know, even I, you know, found myself, I had to go shopping, had to go to the mall and have to wear a mask at our malls here. Yeah, I wore it when I went to the store, not when I was walking in the hallways there. I mean, what's the point? What's the point of getting fully vaccinated for all this? Again, I understand the risks. I understand the science. And life is, you know, a series of risks. You wake up in the morning and you take a risk getting out of bed. You take a risk when you get in your car. There's always a risk that's involved, and you have to learn how to weigh some of those. I'm glad to see that we're heading that direction. If people want to continue to wear masks, I mean,
more power to them.
I mean, you can do what you want. Just don't ask me to.
Yeah, and I went in a store yesterday, and I knew they had a sign up there that you had to wear masks and all this stuff. So I said, okay, I'm going to put my little vaccination card on with my big red V in the front with my smiley face that means vaccinated. So I walked to the door, and somebody said something to me as I walked in the door, one of the employees, and I said, excuse me, I'm fully vaccinated. And they went, oh, go ahead, sir, and I held up my card. And I said, okay, go ahead, sir, that's it, and I give my thing.
You know what you got to do? You got to come up with Captain Matt T-shirts. It'd be a good business where people can send in their cards and then they can wear their shirts and we just wear it around on the front.
Hey, all right, all right.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, all right.
Just walk around. I don't like that. I don't like having to carry a card around or doing anything like that. So
right.
I'm just they're going to take my word for it.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I did it because I could prove it if they were going to challenge me. All right. Well, let's talk about the red states leading their way out of labor shortages by ending the supersized unemployment benefits. You know, more states are doing that. Arizona, yesterday, Governor Ducey said that his state would stop the enhanced payments on July the 10th. After that, ain't going to happen no more. Got to get a job.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have to. Again, these states, they're going to get pushback. These politicians from business owners saying, hey, this is ridiculous. We can't do anything. We can't get workers here, and it's going to slow their economic growth, and it's going to eventually fall back on them. You know, why didn't you do something? This is stupid. So I'm glad to see states that are doing that. Other states are going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
California is continuing their extended unemployment, and they're going to be handing out more checks.
Because the governor, Newsom, is involved in that recall election out there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to buy his way into winning the election with the stimulus checks. But I think the mood of the state out there is they've had enough.
No, I don't know. You know, you start handing out money, it can have an interesting effect. So who knows? But, I agree with you. That's probably, you know, his main reasoning.
Mm-hmm. Now, one other little thing, and this is also part of the Arizona thing. He's throwing a sweetener, the governor, to people who decide to return to work. If you decide to go back to work right now, you will get a $2,000 bonus paid to workers who keep up and have a full-time job for at least 10 weeks. You have to have 10 weeks to get $2,000. Part-time workers will get $1,000 for that same 10 weeks if they get off unemployment and go to work right now.
What state is this? I'm sorry?
Arizona.
Arizona. Wow, they are really hurting for workers. My Lord.
Yeah, I got a percentage here that's not pretty. Workers that they're looking for.
I laugh. I said, all the jobs that I had when I was a kid, you know, working at gas stations and retail outlets and the Price Chopper.
Bailing.
No one offered me a signing bonus.
Yeah.
Who went after me, you know, gave me a bonus
for
actually doing what I'm supposed to do? Is that the state of this country where you got to pay people and reward people for doing what they're supposed to do? That's not good. That's problematic.
Yeah, working on a farm with a bale of hay, getting paid so much a bale, 10 cents a bale.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Golly. Okay, well, money, money, money. Here we go. Joe Biden is going to throw $8 billion out there to shift the United States Postal Service from gasoline vehicles to electric vehicles. And not only does his Secretary of Energy stand to make millions of dollars in that because of her investments, so doesn't Nancy Pelosi.
Listen, right now, I did this. There was actually a big study that was done, you know, for Biden's plans. For all of its electric vehicles and carbon free and new, or, you know, carbon neutral society. It's not possible. We don't have enough lithium, nickel, rare earth, a myriad of different things. And in order to get those things, we have to mine for them. And to actually get mines up and going of this sort from exploration to actually making a functional mine, it takes around 16 years.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of these things, there's no way we can do them right now. We don't have the stuff, mm-hmm. The actual raw materials to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. By the way, George is George's godfather saying good morning to both of us. He's also pointing out that Wawa is offering a $500 sign-on bonus for people going to work, and if you've had the shots, you get an extra $75.
Yeah, I saw that. In New Jersey, the signs were up. I had one of my clients send me a picture of it. It's kind of funny.
Hmm. Now, there's more to the money situation. The Biden plan, the stimulus plan, this last one, $86 billion is going to pension bailout, which is set, in their opinion, to set to boost corporate bonds. What do you think?
$86 billion for corporate bonds. I'm kind of confused how that...
$86 billion in corporate pension bailouts to companies that don't have pensions anymore because they borrowed on them or whatever, the things they weren't supposed to do. How about this one? The municipal government, okay? Go check out the pensions at some of these municipal governments. Oh, I don't know, Fire Department of New York, Police New York Police Department, and see where the money is that you think it is and it's not because they borrowed it.
Oh, no. Yeah, a lot of these pension, a lot of government institutions, they borrow the money to actually stick into the pensions because they don't want to make the actual contributions. And that's, again, it becomes a vicious cycle. I think the overall hope is at some point in time these pensions say, hey, we're going to get bailed out anyway. But that's, you know, no way to run, you know, an actual, you know, proper investment vehicle by any stretch of the imagination. So, yeah, no, a lot of these pensions are underwater, and it's something that we've been talking about for a long time.
Have you got enough gas up there to get you through the weekend?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, because it looks like it's going to be about a week to get things back to normal because that gasoline and oil and whatnot that gets pushed through the pipeline only moves at about 5 miles an hour. You got 1,100 miles to go.
Yeah, I think a lot of the disconnect happened in the mid Atlantic states. It didn't really get to us as of yet.
Yeah, 72% North Carolina out of gas. All right,
yeah.
Talk to you Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend and don't work too hard.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. The Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Catch him on many of these same stations over the weekend. And I'll be right back with more and Frank Salvato.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Come on now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.